One day, a friend of mine called me with a query. She said, "I feel tired almost every time. The doctor has suggested that I should take a multivitamin. I am not very sure. Shall I take it or not?" Hello everyone. I welcome you to this episode of the NutriMantra podcast. I'm sure you must have crossed this dilemma at least once in your life. So here I am trying to help you with this question. Do I need a supplement? A dietary supplement literally means a substance which, when added to the diet, helps in making up the deficiencies. Healthcare providers have had mixed views on the inclusion of dietary supplements in the daily diet. Yes, we can definitely compensate, provide for the requirement, the losses of nutrients through diet. But there are certain ages, there are certain physiological conditions which might get benefited if we supplement their diet with supplements. So let us talk about who all can get benefited if supplements are provided to them. Women may need extra calcium all through their life and especially post-menopause. Calcium can be added to the diet using calcium-rich foods like ragi, sesame, broccoli, spinach, kale, or even through dietary supplements. Secondly, women who bleed excessively during menstruation may need to take iron or a combination of iron, folic acid, B12 supplements to meet the daily recommendation. Pregnant as well as lactating women are usually given supplements by their doctors to meet their increased need for iron, calcium, and other nutrients. Women planning pregnancy should take a folic acid supplement before conception to prevent any malformations in the fetus. Teenagers, they often have irregular eating habits. They are into fast foods. They are into skipping meals. So a multivitamin with minerals can help fill in the nutritional gaps which are there. Coming over to vegans. Now, vegans are people who abstain from milk, dairy products, egg, flesh foods. They are advised to take iron and B12 supplements because the vegetarian sources of iron, their absorption is a little poor, and vitamin B12 is not found in foods of plant origin. So that is the reason why they require supplementation of iron and B12. People who are into crash dieting or people who avoid entire food groups, they are more likely to have a vitamin or a mineral deficiency. So yes, they should also. People suffering from allergies or intolerances, like people allergic to wheat or gluten or lactose, they may need dietary supplements to cover up missing nutrients. People taking prescription medications that might interfere with absorption of a certain group of nutrients, they also would require supplementation. Now, last but not the least, protein and other anabolic supplements. They are definitely required by people who are sports person or who are into intensive exercising or who are trying to build muscles. We will talk about this later because this is a topic of a complete episode. So we will definitely talk about this someday. So my dear friends, the kind of diet we are into nowadays, which is predominantly packaged, ready to eat, convenience foods, processed foods, eating out. Now, this kind of diet is seriously deficient in vitamins and minerals. But I, as a nutritionist, do not encourage people to make dietary supplements their way of life. I would say, ask yourself a question. Am I taking 5 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis? If yes, there is no need to take supplements. If no, I would encourage you to include fruits and vegetables in your diet and increase them to the level of 5 to 8 servings. Not possible? Ask a doctor and only then go for dietary supplements. Hope I was able to enlighten you on the topic. If you've liked what you heard, do share it among your peers. Bye. Take care.